This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD streaming audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring. Full throttle is half the fun. Where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland. Somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey, parents. You're listening to the Project Parenthood podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. On this week's episode, I've got some tips for reducing conflict around a huge parental nemesis, screen time. Needing help with limiting a child's screen time is pretty high up on the list of issues parents have these days. The COVID-19 pandemic has meant more time at home for safety reasons, and parents have had to be creative in helping their children manage so much unstructured time indoors. Parents who had to work full-time while their child's school was shut down often used screens to occupy the kids so they could get work done or just get a parenting break. The pandemic wears on indefinitely. Parents are wondering about collaborative ways to regain some screen time boundaries in their homes. Is limiting screen time even necessary? Is it actually possible to limit it, given that kids use screens to socialize and for academic purposes as well? What if, with all your other daily responsibilities, you just don't feel like being a screen time warden too? Can the kids manage screen time on their own? Those answers will be different for different kids and different families. But here are some screen time ideas that can be helpful for any parent. Teach kids about manipulative technology design. Nir Eyal, the author of Hooked, How to Build Habit-Forming Products, describes the ways that technology companies design devices that lead a consumer through a four-step process he calls the hook model. This process creates habitual behaviors that keep you coming back to the device over and over again. The sequence starts with a trigger. Companies use triggers like notifications from your smartphone, app icons, and links on websites to motivate you to move to the next step. You now feel motivated to take an action, like clicking on the app, which is made as easy and streamlined as possible through user experience design. After taking that action, you've moved into the next phase, reward. When the human brain anticipates getting a reward, the neurotransmitter dopamine is released, creating a pleasurable experience for you that motivates you to click through to the app. Once there, you find what you were looking for, and more. The other buttons you could potentially click on kicks up your reward anticipation again. This is called a variable reward, a reward that comes at random intervals, which keeps you coming back for more. Before you know it, 20 minutes have passed. The final phase of the cycle is the investment, where you're prompted to do something small, like give your email to open a free account. This increases the likelihood that you'll return to the site, and the cycle starts again and again. Everyone who uses technology can get hooked, not just kids, but it's easy to be so focused on your child's screen usage that you lose sight of your own. You may be inadvertently modeling heavy use of screens. Start noticing when you've become hooked. Is it a certain time of day or when you're feeling a certain way? Are there certain online activities that suck you in? The more you're aware about your own vulnerability to being hooked, the more compassion you might have for your child. As kids begin to use devices, make sure they know about the hook model. Instead of zeroing in on one child's individual screen time, a less charged place to start might be to consider sharing your own screen struggles with your child and let them help you brainstorm ways to be healthier with your screen time or ways you can reduce screen time as a family. Become a problem-solving partner with your child. Most parents who are concerned about their child's screen usage are usually worried about all the things their child isn't doing due to all the time they spend on screens. Parents want their children to prioritize academics and contribute to and spend time with the family. Parents express their desires for kids to have face-to-face interaction with other kids and to have screen-free interests and hobbies, hopefully some that includes moving their bodies regularly. Sometimes kids use screens to self-regulate themselves because they're sad, worried, or angry about other things. A child's big feelings can be what's really getting in the way of them taking part in the activities you know are good for their development. Understanding what's at the root of your child's screen time can be another avenue to reducing it. Regularly having collaborative, problem-solving conversations with your child can give you a more nuanced understanding of your child's internal landscape. Sometimes your expectations for your child are out of line with what they're truly capable of, temperamentally or developmentally. Problem-solving together helps you develop appropriate expectations for your unique child. Plus, the process of solving problems collaboratively with you also teaches your child valuable relational skills. They'll get practice using their honesty and empathy, taking someone else's perspective, and understanding how one person's behavior can impact someone else's.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Developing a problem-solving partnership with your child can result in more effective and durable solutions for your unmet expectations, and it builds connection between you. But instead of solving the problem of quote-unquote difficulty sticking to screen time limits, which may be too emotionally charged to discuss right now, try solving for things you'd like to see happening in place of screen time, such as quote-unquote difficulty joining in for family game night. Don't underestimate the power of connection. When a child has difficulty unhooking from devices, it can be a regular source of conflict in a family. If your child is used to defending their screen time habits to you, it's very hard to collaborate with them on a mutually satisfying solution. Unless your child feels safe and connected to you, they will resist collaboration. Another way to reduce conflicts around screens is to increase the connection between you and your child. Lean into your child's screen time interests and commit to swallowing your criticisms about how much time they spend on screens. Instead, find out exactly what your child is doing on their screens. Are they watching shows, playing games? Which games? Why do they like those games? What's their favorite thing about it? Become a student of your child's screen time activities. Let them teach you to play their games and teach you how to use the apps they're using to socialize with friends. The more your child feels your support rather than your judgment, the more willing they will be to collaborate on screen limits. It's important for you to take a genuine interest in what makes their screen time so important to them. If you're dialing up the connection solely to get them to be more agreeable to limits, they'll feel it, and they'll be more likely to resist you or shut you out. Offer alternatives to screen time. Having unstructured time to be bored can be good for kids. They're often at their most creative during these times. At the same time, it's good to have some ideas on deck if they're having difficulty coming up with something to do. Getting outdoors, making art, or cooking with you can be good ways to spend time together away from screens. Having dance parties or reading together might be something your child enjoys. Audiobooks are another screen alternative. They can be entertaining in the same way as TV, but they let your child exercise their imaginations in the same way as a book. Some great titles are My Friend by Tay Diggs, We Are Water Protectors by Carol Lindstrom, What the Road Said by Cleo Wade. For kids 10 to 14, the book Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Boy by Emmanuel Acho and narrated by Landon Woodson is great for sparking conversations about anti-racism with tweens and teens. I'll drop links to all of these titles in the show notes. Challenge yourself. Here's your next challenge for the next 30 to 90 days. Start building trust with your child around screen time by leaving your judgments at the door and dialing up the connection. Learn as much as you can from your child about their screen time activities. Find elements of their interests that resonate with you, that you can understand, value, or relate to. Does feeling and showing more respect for your child's screen time change the emotional temperature in your home? Is it any easier to engage your child in screen-free fun? Let me know what you discover. Let's face it. Screens are a part of everyday life. Part of your role as a modern parent is to help your child understand how their devices are designed to hook them, to teach them how to be safe online, and balance healthy screen time with screen-free activities. Most importantly, be the person you're encouraging your child to be by modeling your own healthy screen usage. And as always, remember that the more connected your child feels to you, the easier it is to collaborate with them to solve the screen time problems that will inevitably arise. I hope that's helpful. You can learn more about my work with parents at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com and on Instagram at BKParents. If you have more questions about reducing screen time or any other parenting questions or stories, leave me a message at 646-926-3243. And be sure to let me know if it's okay to use your voice on the show. Or send an email to parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Project Parenthood on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulies. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. That's all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.